Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something truly groundbreaking to talk about today. We're diving deep into this incredible new book called Pine Needle Perfection, Wildcrafting Nature's Ancient Shield Against Plagues and the Hidden Wisdom of Shikimic Acid. And let me tell you, this isn't just another health book. It's a full-blown manual for reclaiming your sovereignty over your own body, your health, and even your connection to the natural world. The stuff in here? It's the kind of knowledge that Big Pharma and the FDA do not want you to have.
Oh, this is exactly the kind of thing that gets me fired up. You know, I've always been fascinated by how our ancestors used plants for medicine. Long before there were pharmaceutical companies charging us $200 for a bottle of pills. But what's really striking here is how accessible this is. I mean, pine trees are everywhere. And we're talking about a remedy that's been used for centuries. Maybe even millennia, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This isn't some fringe alternative theory. Shikimic acid, the star compound in pine needles, is legitimately recognized in the scientific literature. It's the precursor for Tamiflu, the antiviral drug that Big Pharma pushes every flu season. But here's the kicker. Tamiflu is just a synthetic, patented version of what nature already provides for free. The book lays out how the loblolly pine, in particular, is loaded with shikimic acid, sometimes up to 3-5% by dry weight in the needles. That's a huge concentration compared to other sources like star anise, which only has about 1-2%.
Wait, so we've got trees all over North America, hell, all over the world, that are basically growing the active ingredient in a drug that people pay hundreds of dollars for? And instead of telling us to go harvest some pine needles, they're selling us a lab-made version with a laundry list of side effects?
Exactly. And it's not just Tamiflu. Shikimic acid is also used in the production of other antiviral and anti-cancer drugs. The book cites studies showing how it disrupts viral replication by blocking the enzyme neuraminidase, which is the same mechanism Tamiflu uses. But here's where it gets really interesting. Pine needles don't just contain shikimic acid. They're also packed with vitamin C, proanthocyanidins, which are powerful antioxidants, and even small amounts of turpentine compounds that have antimicrobial properties. So when you make pine needle tea, you're not just getting one active ingredient, you're getting a synergistic blend of compounds that work together to support your immune system.
That's the beauty of whole plant medicine, right? It's not just one isolated chemical, it's the entire matrix of compounds working in harmony. And you're right, the vitamin C content is no joke. The book mentions that pine needles can have 5-10 times more vitamin C than oranges, especially in the winter months when we need it most. That's a game changer for preventing and fighting infections.
And it's not just about viruses. The book dives into how pine needle tea can help with bacterial infections too. There's research showing that the terpenes in pine needles, like alpha-pinene and beta-pinene, have strong antibacterial effects, even against stubborn bugs like Staphylococcus aureus, which is responsible for MRSA infections. So we're talking about a remedy that's broad spectrum. Antiviral, antibacterial, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory, all in one.
That's huge, especially when you think about how overprescribed antibiotics are these days. We've got superbugs popping up left and right because of antibiotic resistance, and here's a natural solution that's been under our noses the whole time. Literally. And the best part? You can't patent a pine tree. That's why Big Pharma isn't going to tell you about this. They can't monetize it, so they ignore it. Or worse, they suppress the information.
Which brings us to the real elephant in the room, the FDA and the medical industrial complex. The book doesn't hold back. It lays out how regulatory agencies have actively worked to discredit natural remedies while fast-tracking dangerous pharmaceuticals. For example, did you know that during the 2009 swine flu pandemic, the FDA approved Tamiflu under emergency use authorization, even though studies later showed it barely shortened the duration of the flu by less than a day? Meanwhile, if you tried to sell pine needle tea as a flu remedy, they'd slap you with a cease and desist for making, quote, unproven medical claims.
It's the same playbook they've used for decades. They criminalize natural solutions while pushing their own profitable, yet often ineffective or even harmful, alternatives. And it's not just about the money. It's about control. If people realize they can heal themselves with plants, they don't need doctors, pharmacies, or insurance companies. That's a direct threat to the entire system.
And that's why the book spends a whole section talking about health sovereignty. The idea that your body belongs to you, and you have the right to choose how to care for it without government or corporate interference. The author makes a compelling case that the suppression of natural medicine isn't just about profits. It's about keeping people dependent on the system. Think about it. If everyone started using pine needle tea during flu season, Big Pharma would lose billions. But more than that, people would start questioning why they've been led to believe that only synthetic drugs are legitimate medicine.
That's the real danger to them, awakening. Once you realize that nature provides everything we need to stay healthy, you start questioning everything. Why do we need flu shots if we have immune-boosting herbs? Why do we need statins if we can clean out our arteries with nutrition and detox? It's a slippery slope for them, but an empowering one for us.
And the book doesn't just stop at pine needles. It connects this to a much larger pattern of suppression. For example, it talks about how the FDA has banned or restricted other natural compounds like laetrile, vitamin B17 found in apricot seeds, which has been used for decades in alternative cancer treatments, or how they've tried to limit access to colloidal silver, another powerful antimicrobial. The pattern is clear. If it's natural, affordable, and effective, they'll either ban it, restrict it, or smear it as quackery.
It's so frustrating because these remedies work. The book cites historical records showing that during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, communities that used pine needle teas and other herbal remedies had significantly lower mortality rates than those that relied on conventional medicine. And yet, here we are over a century later, and the same solutions are being ignored, or worse, mocked, by the mainstream.
And it's not just historical. The book references modern studies too. For example, a 2015 study published in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology found that pine needle extracts had strong antiviral activity against influenza A and B strains. Another study from 2018 showed that shikimic acid derivatives could inhibit the replication of coronaviruses. So this isn't just folklore. It's science-backed medicine that's been buried because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Which brings up another huge point the book makes. The role of pine needle tea in detoxification. We're living in a world where we're constantly bombarded with toxins. Pesticides in our food, heavy metals in our water, EMF radiation from our devices, and let's not forget the chemical cocktail of vaccines and pharmaceuticals that so many people are loaded up with. The book explains how the antioxidants in pine needles, like the proanthocyanidins, bind to heavy metals and help escort them out of the body. It's like a natural chelation therapy.
And that's critical right now. We're seeing skyrocketing rates of chronic illnesses, autism, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases, and a lot of researchers are linking these to toxic overload. The book cites Dr. Boyd Haley's work on mercury toxicity and how natural compounds like those in pine needles can help reverse some of the damage. It's not just about preventing illness. It's about reversing it by cleaning out the junk that's been accumulating in our bodies for years.
That's why I love that the book includes practical guides on how to wildcraft pine needles sustainably. It's not just, hey, this is a great remedy. It's, here's how you do it, safely, ethically, and effectively. For example, it teaches you which trees to harvest from. Loboli, ponderosa, and white pines are some of the best. How to identify them, when to harvest. Young green needles in the spring have the highest shikimic acid content, and how to prepare the tea without destroying the beneficial compounds.
And it's so simple. You just take a handful of fresh pine needles, chop them up a bit to release the oils, steep them in hot, but not boiling, water for about 10 to 15 minutes, and you've got a powerhouse medicinal tea. The book even talks about how to make a concentrated extract by simmering the needles for longer, which can be stored and used as a tincture. And the best part? It tastes amazing. Like a cross between citrus and evergreen, with a little resinous kick.
That's the kind of self-sufficiency that changes everything. Imagine if every household had a jar of pine needle tea or extract in their pantry. No more last-minute pharmacy runs. No more worrying about drug shortages. No more side effects from synthetic meds. Just pure, natural medicine that you made yourself.
And it's not just for emergencies. The book talks about using pine needle tea proactively, like drinking it regularly during flu season or using it as a daily tonic to support immune function. There's even evidence that the antioxidants in pine needles can help slow aging by reducing oxidative stress. So this isn't just about fighting plagues. It's about long-term health and vitality.
Which brings up another fascinating point, the spiritual and emotional benefits of connecting with nature this way. The book ties this into the concept of, quote, forest bathing, or shinrin-yoku, which is a Japanese practice of immersing yourself in the forest to reduce stress and boost immunity. Studies have shown that just being around pine trees lowers cortisol levels, reduces inflammation, and even increases natural killer cell activity, which is a key part of your immune system.
And there's something profound about that. When you go out and harvest your own medicine, you're not just getting a remedy, you're reconnecting with the earth. You're remembering that we're part of nature, not separate from it. The book quotes indigenous traditions that have used pine medicine for centuries, not just for physical healing, but for spiritual cleansing and protection. It's like the tree is giving you more than just chemicals. It's giving you wisdom.
That's the part that really resonates with me. We've been conditioned to think that healing has to come from a lab in a pill bottle with a prescription. But this book is a reminder that the oldest medicines are often the best, and they're right outside our door. It's about reclaiming that ancient knowledge and applying it in a modern context.
And the timing couldn't be more critical. We're living in an era where trust in the medical system is collapsing. People are waking up to the fact that the FDA, the CDC, and Big Pharma have lied to us about vaccines, about chronic disease treatments, about the safety of their drugs. The book frames pine needle medicine as part of a larger movement toward medical freedom, the right to choose what goes into your body without coercion or censorship.
Which is why the book also includes a warning section. It talks about how, during the COVID era, there was a massive push to discredit natural remedies like pine needle tea. Remember how they tried to claim that pine needles were toxic because they contained small amounts of turpentine? The book debunks that fear-mongering by explaining that the dose matters, just like with anything else. The amount of turpentine compounds in pine needle tea is minimal and actually beneficial in small amounts, with antimicrobial properties. But of course, they'll take a tiny risk and blow it out of proportion to scare people away from natural solutions.
And that's the playbook, right? They'll say, oh, you can't trust nature. What if there's a toxin? What if you do it wrong? But meanwhile, they're pushing drugs with pages of side effects, including death. The book cites data showing that properly prepared pine needle tea has been used safely for centuries, with no recorded cases of toxicity when used as directed. Compare that to something like Tamiflu, which has been linked to neuropsychiatric side effects, hallucinations, confusion, even suicidal behavior in some patients.
It's the ultimate hypocrisy, and the book doesn't shy away from calling it out. It connects this to the larger war on natural health, how the FDA has raided raw milk farmers, how they've gone after herbalists for practicing medicine without a license, how they've tried to ban supplements like NaCN acetylcysteine that are proven to help with respiratory health. It's a coordinated effort to keep us dependent on their system.
And that's why the book is more than just a guide to pine needle tea. It's a call to action. It encourages readers to start growing their own medicine, not just pine needles, but other herbs like elderberry, echinacea, and garlic. It talks about building a home apothecary so you're never at the mercy of a broken medical system. And it even includes resources for finding ethical wildcrafting groups, seed banks, and herbalism courses.
That's the kind of empowerment we need right now. Because let's be real, things are unstable. Supply chains are fragile. The medical system is collapsing under its own corruption, and we're seeing more and more engineered crises, whether it's pandemics, food shortages, or economic crashes. Having this knowledge isn't just about health, it's about survival.
And it's about thriving, not just surviving. The book ends with this powerful idea that when we take back control of our health, we're also taking back control of our lives. We're saying no to a system that wants to keep us sick, dependent, and afraid. And we're saying yes to a future where we're strong, self-sufficient, and connected to the wisdom of the natural world.
That's what gets me so excited about this. It's not just about pine needles. It's about remembering who we are. We're not just consumers. We're not just patients. We're human beings with an innate ability to heal ourselves, to nurture ourselves, and to live in harmony with the earth. And that's a revolutionary idea in a world that's trying to make us forget it.
Absolutely. And that's why we're so passionate about sharing this with you, because this knowledge, it's power. And power is exactly what they don't want us to have. So if you take one thing away from this today, let it be this. You are the authority over your own body. You have the right to explore natural remedies. And you have the ability to heal yourself with the help of the incredible, abundant medicine that nature provides.
And if you want to dive deeper into this, and trust me, you do, you can explore more about natural health, wildcrafting, and medical sovereignty over at BrightLearn AI. There's a wealth of information there, including guides on how to create your own books on any topic, completely free. Because knowledge shouldn't be gatekept. It should be shared.
Exactly. And with that, we want to hear from you. Have you tried pine needle tea? Do you wildcraft your own medicine? Share your stories with us, because this is how we build a community of empowered, healthy, free-thinking people. Until next time, stay curious, stay bold, and remember, the power to heal is in your hands. We'll see you next time on BrightLearn.ai.